Once reserved for the military, the market for personal drones has rapidly expanded over the past few years. That leaves many unanswered questions as to how they'll fit into society and how young people will use them to shape the future. Javin Schwartzman has more.
On the outskirts of Boise, I stand in a windless field decorated by earth and dead grass. The sky is clear overhead. It's a perfect day for flying. James Eitzen, a high school student, stands next to me with a drone in hand. Eitzen first flew this drone several years ago and is passionate about the hobby.
As a kid, I always used to enjoy flying robotic, those little remote-controlled helicopters. And I got kind of effective at using the controller, and so I just kind of wanted to take that passion up. And, you know, with drones emerging, that was the next logical step.
Commonly seen soaring over public events or flying in parks, drones are remote-controlled aircraft that are booming among tech enthusiasts. That's despite drones' wartime reputation in the military. So what does Boise's next generation think about growing up in a world that could be dominated by these small vehicles? Eitzen thinks they'll have a positive impact.
I think it is beneficial because drones can offer a lot in the consumer world as far as, you know, delivery. And they're being used at this point to do stuff like scout remote locations and look at homes without actually traveling there.
But fears of privacy invasion or collisions with piloted aircraft are growing along with their popularity. Laws regarding drones are new, but Eitzen believes some regulations are beneficial as long as the rules aren't too harsh. He says he thinks laws will eventually balance all of these concerns, though it might take a few years. For KBSX News, I'm Javin Schwartzman.